In the southeast, conditions continue to deteriorate across portions of Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina, the weatherman says, where excessive heat and the lack of rainfall, dried soils, and reduced stream flows. According to the National Centers for Environmental Information climatological rankings, the contiguous U.S. average temperature for June was the second hottest in the observation's record since 1895. Dryland peanuts and cotton are suffering under the continuous high heat, and temperatures have gotten to 107 degrees Fahrenheit heat indexes last week. Irrigation in some fields is running, trying to keep the canopy cool for peanuts. Then again, some areas where pop-up showers have occurred, the peanut crop looks extremely good. Growers know that when a high heat occurs and the canopy temperature is above 90 degrees, blooms often abort and never pollinate to make a peanut. The damage to the peanut crop is usually unknown until later in the season and hard to measure at this point of the blooming stage. During the past week, the Southwest, out in Texas and Oklahoma, that has peanuts in it, is also very hot and dry. Only a little shower in the Texas Panhandle. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.